So, Nancy, you're a food writer. You've been involved in food one way or another for a long time, the whole time that your kid, Nate, has been growing up. And I want to know, has this rubbed off on him? Is he at all interested in cooking?
He's a maniac about cooking.
Really?
But this is the, he really loves to cook. And I used to think he just picked it up by osmosis because both Mac and I cook. But he doesn't pay a lot of attention to us when we're cooking. He watches a lot of those cooking shows. And over the last several years, I've hooked him up with some local cooking schools, you know, the occasional summer cooking camp. You know, he loved that. He gets these great recipes, comes home and makes them.
Well, hold it. Let's back up here a second, because you are revealing hitherto unknown worlds to me. There are cooking camps for kids?
Oh, for God's sake, Stein, where have you been, under a rock?
Yes, hiding from children.
Yeah, there's cooking camps for kids, and there's not only, like, fussy ones that cost a whole lot of money. There's actually inexpensive ones. You know, PCC has a wonderful set of cooking classes. I don't know whether they do that quarterly, I think, but their fall guide just came out. There's always classes for kids. And the funniest thing is I signed him up for one of those, and we walked in. We were a little bit late. There were like 12 kids sitting around a table. They were all girls.
Oh, boy. And he was going to be the only boy there. Not old enough yet to see the advantage there.
No, actually he is. But he still turned on his heel and ran. And he literally turned on his heel. He looked at me and said, enough. And I think it's because they were little girls. If they were teenage girls, it might have been a different story. But she talked him into coming back in. She said, listen, we need you. And sure enough, he had a great time. But one of the things that amazes me is that he'll take whatever cooking instructions he gets. They often send them home with a booklet of sorts with recipes, and he makes them. But the thing that bothers me, he should be making dinner for me. You know, we work all day, my husband and I, and we should come home to a dinner. He, of course, likes to make things that he likes to eat, like those cupcakes he did yesterday that were gorgeous.
Could he make a whole dinner for you? Would you trust him to? How old is Nate now?
He just turned 13, so
13.
He's not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
He's a teenager.
So you could trust him to be alone in the kitchen?
I can. I'm not at all afraid of him being alone in the kitchen. And when he has friends over, he's very happy to show off his prowess in the kitchen. The thing is that he now, after growing up in the industry with his mother being a restaurant critic for a long time and then a food writer, and both of us liking to cook and entertaining our friends, he really keeps telling me he wants to be a cook. He wants to be a chef. His father would kill me. And I, you know what I want him to be, Stein?
An orthodontist?
Better than that. I want him to be a dermatologist specializing in tattoo removal so we can take the tattoos off of all of those chefs that are out there.
Oh,
don't you think that's a great idea?
Yeah, once gravity takes its toll.
Or they realize those Chinese words say something truly rude.
Let me ask you this. Does he respect what you have to say about cooking, or does he know it all?
He absolutely knows it all. You don't have kids. How did you know that, Stein?
Hey, I was once young enough to know everything.
No, he definitely knows it all. So when things don't come out and I just kind of sit there and cock my eyebrow a little.
Yeah.
And the other thing he doesn't know that he better learn really fast is how to clean up after himself. Because I am not a sous chef and I am not a dishwasher. Yeah. If you want to cook, you got to clean up. But one of the things I keep trying to teach him that his father doesn't know is you need to clean up as you're cooking.
Cleaning up is as much of part of it as chopping up the onions or whatever else. You do it as you go. You don't want to wind up looking like a bomb went off in the kitchen when you're finished.
And if you look at any professional cook, and obviously these days in restaurants you can see people at work all the time, they clean up as they go. I mean, they have to because you're looking at it, but also otherwise you just have big piles of stuff and it's the only way to cook.
So listeners, do you let your kids cook in the kitchen? Are you afraid to leave them alone? Are you peeking furtively from around the corner to make sure they don't blow the place up? Let us know. Go to KPLU.org, click on Food for Thought, and you'll also find a link to Nancy Leeson's Seattle Times blog, All You Can Eat, right there. Let's hear from you. I'm Dick Stein.